The 66th Palestinian Nakba, or catastrophe commemoration, began in the Gaza Strip with elderly people and children rallying in front of the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, OHCHR. Nakba is the day when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were dispossessed by Zionist gangs in 1948 and were displaced in the Middle East and other countries. Refugees are the majority of Gaza's population of over 1.8 million, and most of them live in 8 refugee camps. Protesters handed a memorandum to UN officials demanding the implementation of UN Resolution 194, which affirms the right of return for Palestinian refugees.
We demand that the international community end its silence and stand by the Palestinian refugees who have been suffering for many years. The right of return is sacred, and sooner or later Palestinians will return to their land, which was stolen from them in 1948.
As part of Nakba preparations, a gallery depicting the lives of Palestinian refugees and their never-ending ordeal was inaugurated. Murals were also painted to stress the importance of the right of return and resistance.
After 66 years, the Palestinian refugees suffer from poverty, hardship, and helplessness also, and destitution. All of this due to the Israeli aggressions since 1948 against the Palestinian people, especially against the Palestinian refugees.
Nakba commemoration activities will continue until May 15th, which is the official Nakba Day. Palestinian refugees in the Gaza Strip and elsewhere refuse to give up the right of return despite decades of displacement. They say they want to return to their hometowns and villages from which they were driven out in 1948. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.